Some good news for Twihards. The wait is over.
I thought we would be safe forever. But forever isn't as long as I'd hoped.
Joining us now to talk about the final chapter in the Twilight series, Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. Good to have you back, Anne.
Thank you for having me.
So now the end is near. What are the critics saying about Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2?
I think they're saying, you know, thank goodness. I'm sensing the exhaustion and vamp exhaustion. I mean, it's been a long, it's hard to believe it's been this long since the first one. I think it's been a franchise of diminishing returns in terms of the individual films. The first one was really good at kind of getting the atmosphere and the all the characters sort of introduced, and they've kind of been more formulaic and less atmospheric as they've gone on. So I think, you know, this one is getting generally okay to middling marks just for tying everything up. It'll certainly give the fans exactly what they want and need, and that's really all we ask for. And then for those of us who were never into it, it's over. It's done. We don't have to do it anymore.
All right, well, let's move on.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper are back. What do you think of Silver Linings Playbook?
This is a really special movie, and it's, as you said, it's Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, two very big stars, two very attractive stars playing a couple of misfits in Philadelphia, kind of working class, working to middle class young people who are both coping with some emotional issues. So they're kind of dressing down for the roles. You know, they're kind of tamping down their natural stardom. And it's a really charming transition, and they both carry it off just beautifully, especially Jennifer Lawrence. She really steals this movie, as does Robert De Niro. I almost called him Roberto De Niro, but he plays Bradley Cooper's father, and I think one of the best performances he's given lately. It's a really a charming kind of family romantic comedy, not necessarily for families to see, but about a dysfunctional family and people just trying to connect, and it's a very winning, very winsome little movie.
Well, and of course, it's hard enough to read a Tolstoy novel.
Yes.
To put one on the screen, that's another matter. Anna Karenina, what'd you think?
This really blew me away. This, as you said, no easy feat to put this sprawling novel onto the screen. The director, Joe Wright, has done so absolutely ingeniously by actually containing it in a little jewel box theater and sort of staging it as light opera and doing a lot with scenery changes and camera moves and very clever legerdemain to recreate this little theater experience and kind of stuffing this novel into it. It sounds like a crazy idea, but in his hands and in the screenwriter Tom Stoppard's hands, it works beautifully. And Keira Knightley plays the title role. She's just gorgeous. Jude Law plays her cuckolded husband, and is very, very touching. And then there's a wonderful, well-rounded cast of supporting players in these terrific supporting roles that usually get ignored in adaptations of the book and here are really given their full pride of place. And so it's just an imaginative and romantic and gorgeous production.
Wow, can't wait to see it. Thank you so much, Anne.